Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Die staalvervaardiger ArcelorMittal of AMSA het maandag aangekondig dat dit sy langstaalfabrieke in Newcastle en Vereniging gaan sluit. Nou die aankondiging gaan meebring dat sowat 3500 mense hulle werk gaan verloor, terwyl die uitkring effek in ander besighede in die waardeketting ook nog duisende werksgeleenthede in die slag kan laat bly. Nou AMSA dreig reeds sedert 2023 om hierdie fabrieke te sluit omdat hy verliese daar lei. En dit is onder meer weens die invoer van goedkoop Chinese staal en ook tariewe wat gehef word op die uitvoer van skrootmetaal. Nou die maatskappy het toe verlede jaar met die regering en ander rolspelers vergader om oplossings te vind, maar dit het duidelik misluk. Nou ArcelorMittal het ook gesê dit het op 21 Desember vir die departement van handel, nywerheid en mededinging ingelig van sy besluit, maar nog nie 'n reaksie gekry nie, maar die departement het gisteraand 'n verklaring uitgereik waarin dit gesê dit sal voortgaan met 'n proses om 'n werkbare oplossing te vind. Jamkela van Nisie is op die lyn, hy is die woordvoerder in die departement. Jamkela, thank you so much for your time tonight. What is your broad reaction to ArcelorMittal's announcement about the closure of those two plants?
Good evening or late afternoon. Yes, thank you for having us. It has been a hectic day on this story. Look, our reaction, we are sad that there is this threat of people losing their jobs. But also we are advocating for thriving steel sector. And the closing of ArcelorMittal would really give us a setback. But what we commit ourselves to as the DTIC is that of having an open door of an engagement with AMSA. As we have seen that we have stated that when Minister get all these requests from different entities and organizations that AMSA has reached out to, the minister took initiative of having a working task team that was going to look into the issues that were raised by AMSA in order to resolve the challenges that they are faced with. So we, as we're engaged then, we're still open to engage even now, but we're not happy. We're deeply concerned about the high levels of possibility of losing such numbers of jobs, but also the possibility of actually losing such a very, very, very important company, which is AMSA.
But AMSA has been stating that it is losing money at those plants since 2023. And there were discussions ongoing between AMSA and the department and other stakeholders such as Transnet and Eskom for a year. Has anything, been decided or changed during those discussions to, you know, resolve this issue? Because, you know, we can talk all we want. We need to have action. And, you know, I think many role players believe that there has been too much talk and too little action.
So, because we're engaging with them, AMSA in good faith, I can tell you for free, there are so many things that government has considered to and stuff. But the reality of the matter is that at the end, we are still struggling to find each other. However, we are still committed to actually having a conversations. There are so many concessions that have happened in the issues relating to various matters that they have raised. But we seemed not to still finding each other, and then boom, then there was an announcement of closing. However, we think that it's not the right time for blame game, which actually is what the narrative wants us to go to, that there's one who failed, there's one who was not acting and stuff. The engagement has been there. There have been conversations that are there. And most of the things that are raised by AMSA needs processing of government issues and many processes and stuff. And so we're engaging them in good faith and we're still open to engage with them even now. And we think that this needs to be resolved as a matter of urgency, as we committed ourselves as a GNU that one of the things that we need to fix is actually our people having jobs. And this is a threat to that.
It's a massive threat because it's not only the 3,500 people at these...
The whole value chain.
It's the whole value chain, and I've seen some people state that over a few years we could see up to 100,000 people losing their jobs. I think, you know, the key now is short-term action. Has the minister met with the leadership of ArcelorMittal to try and, you know, maybe get a short-term solution or accelerate the decision-making process?
Yes, we're reaching out. We're reaching out to ArcelorMittal. Even reaching minister is also reaching out to some of his colleagues. But I would not want to engage on some of the issues prematurely. But the reaching out is there.
But, you know, you've referred
to... Our commitment still is solid to resolving this matter.
AMSA is a highly strategic company for South Africa because it's a large producer of steel. It actually manufactures steel from iron ore. It doesn't recycle scrap metal. And if we lose that capability, it will be a massive hit for South Africa, but not only because of the jobs, but also strategically, because if China, in the future, for one whatever reason, decide not to export steel anymore, South Africa and other countries with in a similar position will face a very, very dangerous position, or will face a lot of challenges. So how strategically important is it for a private sector company which represents the core manufacturing ability of a country to be assisted by a government to, you know, limit losses due to regulations such as a tariff regime?
Well, it is strategic for us to make sure that AMSA does not go down. Definitely, that is very strategic for us. But remember that we have to have this engagement fruitfully, and we have to find each other at some point. There are certain things that we put on table. There are certain things that they are putting on table. However, it's very critical for us because it makes we need this company to be competitive, to represent that even in the global supply chains. And it would be very important for us to actually rescue it. And this is why we keep on re-emphasizing and emphasizing that our commitment for us to engage and finding each other is very critical. Even some of the entities under the DIC or ITEC emphasize this point that the conversation is there. We need to engage. ITC comes in and says that we want those jobs not to be lost. And our engagement and our doors are open. We really do feel like this AMSA has been strategic for us. And it should be able to function without hindrances. But we have to find each other some of the, and also we have to respect some of the process that should go through all of this in terms of us finding solutions. We really are committed to actually save the jobs and including the company, and also allow a conducive environment for steel industry to thrive. And that's why even when Minister Parks had the conversation with his SAFE, the association of the biggest association for steel industry last year, he made an emphasis on the fact that even when we disagree on master plans, we need to engage each other, not pass each other, so that we can be able to get to benefit from the opportunities and resolve the challenges that are faced by the sector, as it is critical for us. Also, a developing nation, even at our level, even at our local demand level, is that we might need at a time when we're investing in infrastructure to have AMSA functioning so that we can be able to get to use their products.
Yeah, I understand that you want to engage AMSA to find a solution, but the engagement has been ongoing for more than a year. And as far as I understand this, it's related to two key aspects. One is the import tariffs of cheap Chinese steel, and the other one is the 15% export tariff for scrap metal, which reduces the production cost of other mills to produce the long steel. Do you believe that AMSA was unreasonable during the last year's engagement with government, referring maybe to these two tariffs?
Well, I would not do the blame game at this moment in time, but also on their side, they have to understand that these processes have taken time. You don't announce those things relating to tariffs. There are processes that needs to be applied for it to come. Therefore, the engagement, ITEC, for example, has been open, so there are also engagement that might need for them to engage with Treasury. And we felt like the issue of time frames was bit might have been a bit harsher. Might have been a bit harsher, but government still commits itself actually to for the matter to be resolved.
Jamkela, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Jamkela van Nisi. Hy is die woordvoerder van die Departement van Handel, Nywerheid en Mededinging. Johan, ek weet nie of jy hierdie storie gevolg het nie, maar dit is 'n interessante gevalstudie hierdie eintlik.
Ja, Ryk, hierdie is baie belangrik. Jy weet, soos jy ook vroeër gesê het, hierdie ding kom nou al van November 2023 af. En daar is baie gesprekke gehou, maar weet jy, dit is nie net so eenvoudig soos die tariewe nie. Kyk, dit is so, die beieromgewing is moeilik. Weet, daar is swakker vraag aan die kommoditeite, daar is hoër logistieke en energiekoste betrokke, en dan soos jy gepraat het, die kompetisie van China en so aan. Maar jy weet, vir ons, as 'n land waar ons nou is, en wat ons, voor, wat ons weet ons moet doen in terme van infrastruktuur, sal dit 'n groot verlies wees as ons iets soos AMSA moet verloor.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.